Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, the Queen City welcomes the second major of the golf season at Quail Hollow.
I think anytime somebody's beaten any of us out here, I think we're all fired up to try and come out here and compete. And I think that's what's great about our game is week in, week out, we get an opportunity to compete. And, you know, this week I was the best player. We'll see who the best player is at the PGA.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Dirt and Spray.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Dirt and Spray on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Spray on Portland Sports Leader, 1080, The Fan. Good morning. Happy Monday to everybody in the Portland metro area. Happy Sabrina Enescu to everybody in Eugene.
What is happening? Yeah, she's in Eugene tonight, right?
It's Sabrina Enescu Day.
You're damn yes. Right.
Like officially.
Like officially the day.
Their law is May 12th is Sabrina Enescu Day.
There was a mayoral proclamation in Eugene.
That's pretty badass. Did they give her a key to the city? Does she have one of those too?
I would imagine
I think it was
so.
A like certificate.
I've always hoped like if you ever got to the point of getting a key for a city that it actually unlocked something. How cool would that be?
Well, why would it not?
There's got to be like a secret hangout room where all the people with the keys, you are the only ones that can get in. You know,
political speakeasy.
Yeah, there's like a there's a little like a whiskey lounge or something. There's weird stuff going on. Eyes wide shut. I don't know, but if you get a key to the city,
there's something else going on in Eugene. There,
some
but,
sort of
you know.
Symbolic, you know, key that does nothing for me. I wanted to unlock a door,
like the tunnel down to the melting pot.
Yes, now we're talking.
It's not really the melting pot. It's
yes,
the speakeasy,
the
for
dungeon that was there when Eugene was settled in 18 whatever.
It was funny going through the buying and house selling process. One of the houses we looked at had legitimately, you know, you get those little fobs on the door for the realtors and they plug in the numbers and the key pops out. And we were looking at a house and the key popped out and it was legit an old timey long key.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was their front door key.
That makes me want to bid on it.
Which I'm partially jealous of, but then also, like, do you want that? That's your house key. That's got to be
if
in
If you
your...
lose that, where are you getting that replicated?
Can you get a normal replica of that key? Well, I don't know. I had so many. I was like, that was cool, but I have so many offshoot questions.
What do they call those guys from Game of Thrones? The maesters?
The maesters?
You know what I mean? The guys with the big keys.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, like, around their neck
sure.
with the chains.
The key guy and the potion guy.
I feel like you've got, like, a set. You've got, like, 9 of those, and they're the exact same key.
I mean, you got to have a lot of keys. If that's your key, they better come with, like, 15 of them, because if I lose one, that's brutal.
Now,
it's going to jab you on the hip, too, or constantly in your pocket.
I think you do have to wear it around your neck at that point.
You might have
That's what I'm saying.
That's a big-ass key.
Because it's, it's just, where are you going to put it? There's nowhere to put it.
It's like, what are the odds of this? I've never seen one of these before.
Look, key technology has come a long way.
Yes, it has.
But I would argue way cooler the way keys used to be, whereas now.
Oh, way cooler.
I mean, as you mentioned, you don't even really need a key to get in your house anymore.
No, a lot of people just have a little code
codes
you can put in.
I refuse to do the fingerprint one.
Yeah, that one weirds me out.
You're just
bit.
Enticing somebody psycho to cut my finger off and then just go into my house.
No, I'm in your home. I got a machete. You would no longer have a thumb, and I'm now
thumbless.
Inside your kitchen.
Exactly.
I'm hanging out. Let's see what's going on in this
house. I don't like
household.
How this went.
No, this didn't turn out well. They try and make it cool for keys now with like, hey, do you want a team's logo on your key? It's like, it does nothing for me. It's in my pocket 90% of the time.
I didn't do team logos,
you
but
did,
I had to get
you?
Some spares, and I got like 4 keys that were Star Wars. My running house key, so it's in my little fanny pack. I have it just in case of emergency.
Yeah, in case you got to get back in.
It's a Darth Vader key.
I mean, you know, you're at Home Depot spending $1.99 for those keys. Hey, you want to put anything cool on this? Yeah, man, throw a logo on there.
Wife, I am your husband.
I am home to see you.
Badass keys, dude.
I mean, you know, the old keys were way cooler, and I hope she gets a key to the city and it unlocks something cool in the Eugene area.
Now, here's a question for you that you don't and I don't have the answer to.
What do you got?
How many people have keys to our city? Who was the last human
that's a great question.
To get a key to the city of Portland?
That's a great question.
No.
Because I thought those was only reserved for, like, Spider-Man. And in my mind, that's what they're—that's where they go.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're handed out more often than I know.
The key to the city is not, it says right here, not a literal key.
Well,
says,
yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, they do give you a literal key. It just doesn't unlock anything. Don't they give you a symbolic key?
Usually they do
key?
Something, and usually it's like ginormous
in
one
gold
of those
plated
glass
key.
Boxes, and it's for display,
yes,
obviously.
I want that.
So not many people have ever received the key to the city of Portland. There was a famed burlesque dancer named Sally Rand.
Okay.
She is a member of a select group. This was an article in The Oregonian in 2019. It's probably going to be behind a paywall, so I might not be able to see it.
You said a burlesque dancer?
She was a famous burlesque dancer.
Really?
Yeah. Pursued, we gave it to a nudie dancer back in the
day. Darcelle never got a key?
I guess not. No. Wow. Yeah. So I'm trying to scroll through here. It doesn't seem like it's a very long list of people. We don't give out many keys. You got to be really special to get one.
I know we'll get to this today, and I got some history. I got some numbers.
I did a lot of actual work yesterday.
Look good for you.
Look at you.
I think Cooper Flagg would get a key the minute we win the number one pick. Here you go.
I'm making the governor of Oregon if we get the number one pick. Dude, what do you want? Do you want to be mayor, governor? What do you want to do, man? You want to run this thing? Give them the Portland Diamond Project money. You can be the owner of the baseball team. You can have it all.
It's you versus Tina Kotek and Mrs. Tina Kotek. I think who will be the governor?
I think Cooper Flagg will win that race. I think Cooper Flagg will win that thing in a landslide.
6'10", 6'9"?
6'9".
I'm voting for that guy. Yeah. Seems like a stand-up dude. Good family Kotek? Guy.
5'2"? 5'3"? She didn't seem very tall.
He's from Maine. He's humble. I trust him. Small state guy.
Really?
Yeah, big fan of Cooper Flagg.
Interesting.
Until he goes to the San Antonio Spurs, and I'm going to hate him his whole career.
Or the Philadelphia 76ers.
Or the Philadelphia 76ers.
Catching lobs from Joel Embiid.
Then I'll hate him his entire career.
Or the Houston Rockets and then the West Finals next year.
I mean, how dare you bury the lead? You think the lottery's the biggest story? PGA Championship's easily the biggest story today.
Didn't tease it at all in my Great Notion brewing pregame.
It's a PGA Championship week. What the hell's the matter with you?
We got a tease an all show. You don't have to worry about
everybody's on PGA Championship watch this week. Who cares about the lottery? The Blazers' most consequential day of the calendar year happening today. Who cares about that?
I watched the last three holes of the Truest.
Look at you. Yeah, you texted about golf yesterday. I wasn't even watching.
Didn't
golf
get a
yesterday.
Response back. I was shocked.
I was at the Hops game.
I was not watching. I did not have
watching.
It on TV.
To not get a golf response back on a text from either two of you, that's kind of surprising. But I know you have lives, but I was just like,
we
wow,
were trying to stay
time.
Awake because the Eugene Emeralds walked 14 hops yesterday. It took a while.
Baseball. That's a fun day. That's a fun day at the ballpark right there. I'm going to give you a key to our golf coverage.
Thank
you. Deserve
you.
One.
There you go.
You were the only one who watched the end of the tournament this weekend.
You know, I've always wanted not a key, although old school keys to our point. Pretty cool.
You should just have like a room in your house. Like that makes more sense to me of like a cool, like to your bedroom or something to have that be the key
like
than to be a house key.
Castle.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want that. If I could choose like a way to get into my bedroom.
Would you rather have the Star Trek just.
It'd be the book.
You want the book you
pull up. You want the,
Or maybe it's the statue.
Yeah.
Could be either or.
Got to figure it out.
Those are pretty easy guesses, though, if I'm looking for your hidden chamber.
You wouldn't know what book I'd choose.
I mean, you got a lot of books. I'm just pulling all the books.
What book do you think I'd pick?
Book. I'm just pulling them all.
Could be a Hunger Games book.
It very well could be.
It could be Winnie the Pooh.
If you have one statue in there, it's going to be a dead giveaway.
Yeah. Just absolutely
one. One gargoyle
and
head.
You see the crack
dead
in
dead giveaway. Like, I wonder how it's going to open up this bookshelf. Is it the one gargoyle on the shelf? Look at that. It did it. We're in your secret chamber now.
I've always wanted that. That's like a dream. Like you make them, you win the lottery or something.
Yeah.
And you custom build a house.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
A poker, cigar room, TV viewing room, movie theater room, whatever that combination is, that's where it is.
And it's got to be, I feel like in my head, I'm now pulling the gargoyle and then immediately I want a tight spiral staircase down. Like I don't want it to walk directly into the room.
Really?
I want like, ooh, this isn't, where are we adventuring to in the bowels of this house?
Until you're 63 and then you... How'd he die?
A little slippery down here.
He fell down his own spiral staircase.
I couldn't make it up this time. I'm stuck down here.
Kid falls down and wife hates you forever.
You don't show the kid where the gargoyle is. He's not getting down there.
Really?
This is daddy's alone time.
Wow.
This is where we go to smoke our stogies.
What's daddy doing down there?
You don't want to know, man.
Making weird noises.
You don't want to know.
I'm not allowed down there.
When the gargoyle head gets pulled, you stay away from that room, buddy.
I don't know, but there's a lady. She seems like she's in pain.
Dad!
Where's mom? I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while.
Welcome to the sex dungeon.
This is what happens down here, man. Eyes wide shut. I told you. I want some weird stuff to happen in my room.
Can I be honest with you? I'm a big Tom Cruise guy. I still haven't seen that movie.
Haven't seen Eyes Wide. It's been a long time.
Well, first of all, you're going to need to carve out a whole evening because it's about 7 hours long.
It's a long movie.
Is it really that long?
It's like three and a half hours long.
Is that the one with him and Kidman, right?
Yes.
They were married?
Yeah.
A lot of sex.
It's one of those kind of movies, right?
A lot of sex, you know. You're into that kind of thing. Decent movie.
Yeah, the masks and stuff.
The masks and the sex parties and the it's been a minute since I've seen that movie. It's just a reference in my head.
That movie came out in 1999, okay? So it's 26 years old.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman just did another version of this movie.
She just did another sex movie?
Yeah, The Baby Girl.
The Baby Girl?
You never saw The Baby Girl?
I never saw The Baby Girl, no.
Ooh. Might be up your alley.
How old is Nicole Kidman, you think, now?
I'm going to guess 55.
That's a pretty good guess. 57.
Okay, that's close.
So another sex movie at 57 is impressive.
She's the CEO who is enticed by the young nameless intern.
Ooh.
But she's the boss at work. She ain't the boss when she's not on the clock. You know what I mean?
One of those kind of movies, huh?
Yeah.
I believe they call that a submissive.
Subs, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that 50 Shades of Grey?
I mean, it's not quite like that. It's more like...
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Look at that.
The wife was watching it the other day, and I was like, interested. I'm like,
Oh, what's going on here?
I saw the preview for it. I was like, okay.
Mental note there.
getting tied up, huh?
One of the rare movies where the husband is Antonio Banderas, and he's not like enough for Nicole Kidman.
He's not the love interest anymore.
And I'm like, I get the young intern, 20-year-old guy thing, the guy's not awful looking, but that's Antonio Banderas.
Wants to spice it up a little bit.
I think you're done before he does anything.
Antonio's not getting it done anymore.
Boots and boots. Boots and boots. I think Banderas is getting it done without doing anything.
He doesn't need an intern to finish his work here. What are we doing?
Not going to the bullpen.
No bullpen needed.
He might be the one human that exists that if I walked in and he was with my wife, I'd be like, I get it.
I'll see you later, man. And use that puss and boost.
Let me know when you're done.
I mean, yeah, I understand.
I'm going to go make a sandwich.
Brendan, go away.
I'm going to go
Close
down
the
in my.
Door. I'm busy with some puss and Okay.
All right.
You got it, Antonio.
Antonio, you have a great night, man. You have a good night. Let yourself out, all right? You know where the front door is? I'll see you tomorrow.
Get your autograph when I'm done.
Yeah.
Loved you in that movie.
Here's your key.
The key to my house.
Good Lord. Happy Monday, everybody.
Well, good morning.
Yeah.
It's draft lottery day.
It is draft lottery day.
Do you have anybody have a sense, a feeling?
I do. Hornets.
Okay. Oh, Hornets going to win? That's your gut?
It's kind of the logical place. He's in the East. The West is too loaded.
Yeah, we don't need another star.
He's been in Carolina for a year.
He's been in Carolina. He's already a superstar there, so it's like the in-state thing. And you know what?
The NBA needs to jumpstart this franchise one way or another.
Yeah, that franchise hasn't been relevant in my life really since Alonzo Mourning.
No, never.
I mean, they've made the playoffs a couple times here and there. Yeah. I'll give you that, but like... A nothing burger of a franchise.
Absolutely nothing.
It's them or the Wizards?
Yeah.
The Wizards have just been terrible, but they have young talent.
I'd be okay with either of those spots. Like, considering the alternatives, I'd be okay with either of those.
What about the Jazz?
I don't want them in Salt Lake City. Screw the Jazz.
Yeah.
We're competing with them for a baseball team. They stole a hockey team for us. Like, screw Utah.
Unless he's coming to Portland, not in the West.
No.
I agree.
New Orleans, no. They had it with the number one Duke pick. No. They don't deserve it.
I will tell you right now.
Philly, no.
I might have to sit down and actually write out a rant if the Spurs win it.
Yeah,
because that will have been enough.
Well,
Robinson,
that should have been our
Duncan,
pick.
Wimby, and Flagg.
Yeah, and if we would have lost a couple of games that we should have lost, that would have been our pick, and those would have been our odds.
Well, it's just like it's the sheer history of it. Like, why do you win it?
Yeah.
Why are we rigging this for San Antonio, Texas?
San Antonio again, baby.
If they win it, I think it's rigged.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree
with that. I'll be
honest with
you. I think it's rigged.
I mean, it probably is rigged.
It's ridiculous.
let's make sure he goes to the right market here, league. No, Brooklyn, they don't have fans. That's just stupid. Of all the teams that have a legitimate chance
at
Toronto? Nah, I don't want them in Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, they just won a title a couple of years ago. They're fine. Yeah. They've been relevant for a while. I don't need to see the Raptors with another star player.
Okay.
I'd prefer them in D.C. Give me Cooper Flagg in D.C. Chocolate City would be fun.
Chocolate City with a white kid.
With the great white American hope.
We'll get to that at 7. I got some numbers on that. Gundy will join us for the ticker at 7:30. And we have a lot to get to from the week. Got some NFL stuff popping up.
Yeah, we do.
Somebody retired, and I was like, I don't really know how to feel about this, other than to say, like, I don't think I care that much.
Should have worn our eyeliner today. I will remember you.
Will you, though?
No, probably not.
He almost won a playoff game in Cincinnati.
He came so close. Fourth and goal.
Just all-time fake vibe is how I got from him.
There's a little bit of that.
When he talks.
There's a little bit of that.
You know what I mean? It's almost like Jameis Winston.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
But like Winston's is comical. His was like...
phony.
Yeah.
It was a different version of Russell Wilson, where you're like, I don't know if I know you.
That's good.
You don't seem genuine.
That's a good one.
But I think you're a good person, but...
I don't really know
that. The way that you act makes it feel like an act.
It's a good poll question to start off the day. Was Derek Carr a good person? Yes or no? We'll get to that today eventually. Week one of the NFL calendar has been kicking off. And with the schedule release, yes. Do you know who's playing?
I know some of the...
People are pissed.
People are very upset. And rightfully so.
Hand up. I'm pissed. I'm one of them. I think this is ridiculous. So yep. We'll get to that.
The American people are getting robbed.
Well, some would say their team's playing. You know what I mean?
Not
catch
as many.
Putting down?
Nah.
Not as many.
Some people have abandoned that ship. One of them's right here.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll get to the NBA playoffs over the weekend. It is a loaded show. Dirt and Spray. We start next on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I like this one. The leaked Cleveland Browns schedule of 2025 came out. And this account says, going week by week, of course, from week 1 to week 18.
It's a win, it's a loss, it's a win,
similar
it's a
fashion,
loss.
Yes, except with the leaked schedule, it says drunk at noon, week 1. Drunk at noon, week 2. Drunk at noon, drunk at noon, drunk right. At noon.
Oh,
bye. But we're still drunk by noon.
Yeah, probably.
Drunk at noon.
Yeah, that sounds
drunk
right.
Drunk at noon.
Yeah.
Drunk at noon, but on a Monday.
Oh, hey.
Drunk
oh,
at okay. noon, and then drunk at noon London time.
That's a really drunk. Right
and then
there.
We're drunk at noon on a Thursday. Yeah. We're drunk at noon, and we will end with drunk at noon.
Yeah, that's a pretty good schedule right there. I like the Browns' chances this year. The way that that's shaking out for him.
That fan base knows you're going to be dog crap.
I mean, you didn't see Shador Sanders throw a ball 81 yards in the air this weekend? Did you not see that? Would have broke the NFL record by a significant margin.
Yeah, where's Jamarcus Russell?
I also saw Dylan Gabriel's getting more one reps.
Did you see there was also a reporter who dunked on Dylan Gabriel unintentionally after a press conference?
What'd he do?
He got done talking to the media. And I love how this is already a question, Stefanski. Hey, why is Gabriel taking the one reps and not Shador Sanders? And it's like, here you go, Cleveland. You did this to yourself.
Yeah, don't invite that question. You did.
And Gabriel's walking off the stage and one of the Browns, like staffers or PR guys, jumps on the or is standing behind him, moves closer to the mic, doesn't realize the cameras are still on him, and he's seen looking at somebody and mouthing the words, I'm taller than him, multiple times. I'm taller than him, like pointing at him. I'm taller than him.
You know who you would have caught saying that? Dusty, the brand man Hera,
the brand man.
Yeah.
He said that to me a week ago. We were talking about he was doing a hit in KC,
he's a tiny guy,
and Gabriel got brought up. And his wife saw Gabriel at the Rose Bowl in the hotel lobby and was like, oh, who's that? And Dusty's like, that's the quarterback.
That's quarterback.
Dylan Gabriel.
Goes,
no,
well, I was there with them at Big Ten Media Day, and I was looking.
How tall? How would you comp it? Is it Schultzy? Is it Dirt? Like, how would you comp
no,
it?
No, he's taller than
he's
me.
He's my size.
Yeah.
Because Dusty says he's taller than him.
I was looking at him square in the eye.
But I don't have Dusty short, but I don't have Dusty super tall.
No.
I don't know what Dusty officially...
I don't either.
Because I'm sure he was listed...
What are your measurements, like, fan man?
I'm sure he's listed at 6'2 in the program when he was playing back at Southern Oregon in the day.
Yeah, not 6'2.
That DB comes out, oh, thank God.
Thank God that was a lie. 6'2. Don't need to cover that guy.
I would like to wish you... I'd like to start the show... by wishing a congratulations. We like to be nice to each other here.
Yes.
Congratulations to one Andrew Johnson.
Oh, what did I do?
He swept his bitter rival in basketball, football, and yesterday baseball.
Yes.
Yeah, the Huskies beaten us in any sport this year?
I don't know what sport it is.
Can a Husky fan find a sport? Anything?
Women's hoops?
Because we're pretty good at women's golf. We're pretty good at men's golf.
It wasn't. Yeah, maybe softball, but your softball team's
Our
pretty
softball
good.
Our softball team got softball. Actually hosed in their
Definitely
seating.
Definitely not track.
Because I follow that all year, and I know why they got hosed.
Hey, they got a regional.
I mean, they got hosed.
Did they get hosed?
Yeah, they did. They got hosed.
Do you want to play that game, or do you just want to say they got hosed?
Big Ten champs, bitch. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, first off.
Well, but you were one and done in the conference tournament.
Who gives a crap about a conference tournament? What conference tournament? Why do we play an entire season and then have a week and pretend as if that matters more than winning a regular season conference championship? Okay. It's insanity.
Did he know that they got one and done at the conference tournament?
No.
Should have.
No. But I do know that they beat the number 5 seed twice. They were like 2-0 against them. They were 2-1 against the number 7 seed in the NCAA All regionals. Right. And they were 1-0 against the 10 seed. Yet we ended up with the 16 seed. Make it make sense.
Okay. I can't. I don't know.
We got hosed. We got hosed. That's a fact. Stick it in your pipe and smoke it.
You know what I know about that sport? Oklahoma's good every year.
Yeah.
That's about all I know.
They're pretty damn good. Yeah. There was a video that they released the softball tournament and the Boston Terriers, Boston University. They were waiting. The cameras, like the NCAA, you know, where their reaction
Who
and all that.
Who do you
that.
Play?
Who do you play? And they're unveiling the bracket. They go, number one, Oklahoma. First game, Boston University Terriers. And the camera shot to the locker room of the Boston Terrier softball team. And they look like they saw a ghost. Yeah. I'm serious. Go find the video. It is hilarious. They all put their hands on their head like, oh, no. Because they know they're going to get smoked.
It's a weird reaction.
Yeah.
16 seeds don't do that in the NCAA men's tournament.
No, they don't.
They're always celebrating and partying. It's but, like, hey, you know you're going to lose by 20.
Bring
of
it
all
on.
The one seeds you could play, though, would you want to play a team that had won 4 consecutive national championships? Yeah. When was the last? Has Oklahoma lost a game this year in softball?
Well, who played Duke in the opening game of the tournament this year? I would say that's the equivalent. Like, oh, we get to play Duke with a generational talent.
Cooper Flagg.
But they don't do that. They're always just like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go
we're
to the
here.
Tourney.
We'll take them down.
And then somebody on that team's going to be in the media like, I was in the tourney once. We lost Duke. I scored 12 points.
Somebody texted in, the Ducks are 12-0 against Oregon State and Washington in football, baseball, and basketball this year.
Well, you know, I was,
kind of beat up on your rivals.
I was talking about a team in your conference.
Sure.
Who makes a lot of money every year.
They do make a lot of money every year.
I wasn't
year.
Counting teams who aren't in your conference.
Well, you guys are a baseball juggernaut. I think that's applicable here.
We just beat the first place Iowa Hawkeyes.
You kind of did, but kind of didn't because one of the games got canceled.
It was a tie yesterday.
It was a tie. Yeah, I mean, not
they had to
they,
hit, they had to get on the plane and
we won the.
How was that a thing?
I don't
can
know.
You not finish a game? What are we doing?
The SEC's had like 3 of those. This
That's
year.
Just ridiculous. Yeah. In the middle of a game, we just ended because you got to fly out.
They got to get home. They got to prepare for the Ducks who
Maybe
go
we
to.
Why don't we schedule the game
Iowa
earlier?
To finish the regular season.
What time did the game start?
I don't know.
Start
don't
at 11 a.m. Why don't we play it at a time to make sure that we can get the amount of game?
Well, it was here
if
in
I'm
Corvallis.
Not mistaken, the cutoff is like 4:30.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it's
early.
It's like crazy
then
early.
We need to start our games at 10 o'clock in the morning. Why are we waiting around all afternoon with
idea.
A chance that we can't finish this
Look,
game?
Look, I was just wishing you congratulations against your conference
There you go.
Rival.
You got Stanford, Binghamton, and Weber State coming to the Eugene Regional.
Get the hell out of here.
For softball?
For softball.
Dominate that ass.
Okay.
All right.
I thought you were going to give me congratulations on my Celtics proclamation on Friday.
Oh. No. I mean, no.
No? Okay.
It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't like it was a bold take, you know.
It was a pretty big blowout.
It was
pretty dumb.
I don't think anybody watching was sitting there going, I can't believe this happened.
They're finally hitting threes. This is what we thought should have happened already.
I am ready, though. I have already prepared my plan.
I would give you more credit for your anti-Cleveland going into the playoff take than I would your Celtics game 3 take.
Yeah, what happened to your Cavs yesterday, Swag?
That was bad.
Yeah. Title contenders?
No.
Obviously not.
Everybody's healthy.
Oh.
They're sure not. Really.
Yeah, Mitchell got hurt.
They're playing.
Clearly Garland's not healthy.
They were fine in game 3. They blew them out in game 3.
Can you guys help me with
what
this?
What happened in game 3 to game 4? They all get hurt again and then play again?
I mean,
they killed them in game three.
Yeah.
They dominated them on Friday
Mitchell
night.
Did.
Yeah.
Garland had like 8 points.
No, Garland's not. He's a shell of
himself. Garland's a shell of himself.
They won going away on Friday, and then they were down by 47 points.
How many did Halliburton have?
Yesterday. None, because he's an overrated player.
Well.
You walk right into that one.
You just step right into like, right I'm ready into everything that one.
I'm ready to go, baby. What do you got for me today?
I could not hear because I was doing the gambling show. How did we come to the conclusion that Mathurin's ejected and Hunter shoots a technical and nothing else happens to him?
That was a really weird ruling.
Did we hear, like, did he get anything? Because he's straight.
He got a technical.
Okay. And then so, Mathurin got a...
Mathurin with the sucker punch got...
So he punched him.
He punched, yeah.
From my vantage point, it looked like he pushed him and then he reacted to a push.
No, I think it was a close fist gut punch.
Okay.
Looked like a punch.
Okay. Just completely unprovoked. There wasn't, they weren't locked up. They weren't.
No, was, I saw, but I couldn't see like if yeah. it was a punch from my vantage point where the TV was,
yeah.
where I was doing the show.
Also, Mathurin then totally flopped when he fell down.
He did.
So I think,
but
they
he also
said,
went straight up to him and just shoved him.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll reiterate my stance from yesterday too. You're down by 41 points at halftime. You should be eliminated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, the series should be
should
over.
Should count as two losses.
It's over. You should yeah. not have the opportunity to go play a game five.
Yeah.
You're season on the line, and you're down 80 to 39 at halftime.
What do you do if you're Cleveland? You just run it back because you had a good year? Or do
probably.
You say we make a major move?
They won 64 games this year.
I don't know. I don't know if they got anybody whose contract is up or the rookie deal's up.
Oh, they got talent.
But, yeah.
Is Mo, what, like, the thing about Mobley that's tough for me is we know how great he is defensively. Depoy.
He was awesome on Friday night. He had, I mean, a massive game.
I guess you... I,
how much can
and
you
then
rely
he disappeared
on him?
Yesterday.
The
yeah,
tricky
that's what
part
I'm saying
about
is like,
the tricky part about the NBA, you can't do anything quietly because there's so few agents handling the big talent.
Nico, line one.
Well, but...
That's maybe the biggest trade to
the
ever
biggest
happen.
The biggest trade, but we all agreed you didn't get market value
well,
for
no,
it.
It's a terrible
so if you
execution.
Are thinking about, I wonder what Mobley would be worth, because you do have Jarrett Allen back there defensively, could we... And not that you don't think Mobley's good, but is
you
there...
You give up on Mobley versus moving Allen?
I think you get more for Mobley. That's the guy I could get a all-star dynamic piece for back, maybe at a different position, or it goes together with my team in a different way that would provide more consistency than you get at times. But I think he's the one that would fetch you the biggest value.
Oh, for sure.
And so, but you can't quietly go figure out because there's like six agents that handle all of the highest players and they all find out.
Yeah, you also don't trade Evan Mobley. I don't think that's the answer here.
I don't know what. I don't think there's a good.
Garland.
What's he netting you on the open market?
I don't know, but he's an undersized two guard.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, the back guard. It's the guard thing that you're dealing with that we're very familiar with.
It's here. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're a good player. You'll thrive wherever you go.
You're fine. You'll be okay. You'll score a lot of buckets.
We need to mix this up a little bit.
Maybe a little more length, you know, help us out a little bit on the perimeter.
Well, let's get to an NBA playoff stuff, and then I want to get to a little NFL stuff, and then we'll get into some draft lottery stuff. It's a massive day. May as well be a holiday here.
It should be.
I mean, it should be.
If we get the number one overall pick, it might be a holiday.
Tomorrow, everybody's going to be drunk.
Yeah.
It'd be like Cleveland Browns' schedule release. Drunk by noon, drunk by noon, drunk by noon.
Without a doubt.
What the hell was that yesterday? Let's talk about it next on The Fan.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is reportedly thinking about asking out. big breaking news at Espen that's going to surely carry over all day.
I'm thinking about buying a steak for dinner tonight. Contemplating. I have not decided either way. It's a long ways to go. Let's see how the rest of the day shakes out.
But sources indicate Andy would maybe be slightly leaning towards purchasing the steak the minute he sees a picture of a steak on the way home.
I think I'd like sources are telling me he'd like a ribeye, but he hasn't decided yet. It could go either way.
We don't know yet if he's bone in or bone out. Jason?
Tune in at 5 to find out. Back to you.
Poor Milwaukee people. This is going to ruin their whole
thing. Dude, they got a title.
No.
They got one. They got one.
This is the most depressing thing.
Of course, I'm not saying you want to lose the guy, but at least they won a championship.
For 5 years with all of the, you know,
you know what would have helped that? Winning an NBA championship.
Yeah.
Do they have him going to the Knicks?
We're just downplaying
what the Lakers.
What do the Knicks have to trade at this point?
I don't care. That doesn't stop the talking national talking heads. They want him either with the Knicks.
Don't listen to those people.
If you really, want to be honest about this,
where do they want
him? If you
want
to be honest about Giannis, I'll give you some Giannis honest. The Oklahoma City Thunder literally have the best package.
Yes,
it's the move that needs to be made.
They've got Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and 7 draft picks. Boom. Have fun with Caruso, Dort, and SGA.
Well, the national media told me Damian Lillard was going to go to the Lakers for Rui Hachimura and a second-round pick. So they don't know what the hell they're talking about. So don't listen to him. They don't know anything. Don't listen to him. He's go to Oklahoma. Pick the teams with the best assets. That's where Giannis will get traded if he gets traded.
Honest Giannis. It's the Thunder.
It's the Thunder, and it's not even close compared to the other teams.
Like, if I'm a Bucks general manager, and I'm forced into this, I'll tell you this. They don't have a future.
No.
They are so screwed.
They got nothing. They can't do anything.
And I would just tell you that I think I'd still sit on my hands and be like, sorry, I need Giannis. Like, you don't have Giannis, you ain't selling anything next year.
It's Giannis.
Yeah, right.
He packs the building and you're going to be in the playoffs.
But if he's going public and he thanks me and he's like, look, I don't want to be this big public guy, but I kind of need to. It's how this all works. I don't know how Oklahoma City doesn't win those.
I'll take 20 of those first round draft picks, please.
Exactly.
You got yourself a deal.
Half the league. Those are half the league's draft picks, not even the Thunder's draft picks.
Then you go, okay, Giannis, you're going to have to get them to pay our price.
What draft pick do they have, I bet you, in that arsenal? Because we're going to get to the Thunder here in a second.
Yes.
What picks of all of those picks are the Clippers in the next 3 years? And look at the Clippers now, and you tell me, you feel great about the Clippers?
You feel good about the future there?
Aging Kawhi, aging Harden.
So this year in the draft, they have 3 first-round picks.
Boom.
Miami, Clippers, and Philly.
Yep.
Philly's protected 1-6. So Philly, if they fall out of the top 6 in the lottery tonight, it goes to Oklahoma City.
Yes.
If it stays in the top 6, then it's conveyed to another year. Next year, they have 2 first-round picks. They have their own and Utah's, which is protected 1-8.
Okay.
27, they have swap rights with the Clippers.
Boom.
And a number one pick via the Nuggets that's protected 1-5. 2028, they only have 1. 2029, they have 2.
The Clipper one, 2027, is the one I am eyeing if I'm a Bucks general manager of. Yeah. Because if you tell me 2027 Kawhi is nowhere near what he is now and Harden's not there, I know Ballmer's aggressive, but I could see that being a good pick.
Yeah, depending on how these shake out in terms of protections, they have a chance to accrue 8 first-round picks until the draft of 2028.
Yeah.
Through the draft of 2028. That's how many they have potentially coming their way.
Well, the Thunder might not need Giannis right now. They tied that series yesterday. The worst first quarter in NBA history. Felt like it in the moment, and then they confirmed it after the quarter ended. Lowest scoring first quarter in playoff history.
Look, I'm rooting for the Nuggets for NBA Dirt because I already have my plan on what's going to happen if they win this series and how I'm going to act accordingly on the show. They embarrassed themselves yesterday. Not just as a team with their performance. That was an embarrassing performance. The fans were legitimately chanting at the end of the first half, refs, you suck, not being happy with the way the game was officiated. You know how many points the Nuggets had at halftime?
35.
36, very 36, close. 36. Yeah. You know how many of those points came at the free throw line?
I think half of them?
17 of them.
Yeah.
17 of their 36 points in the first half came from the free throw line. They legitimately started 0 of, 16 from 3? Yeah.
confidently say that's the worst offensive first half I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, I think statistically,
17 of the 36 came from the line.
That's so bad.
Holy
dude.
Crap!
It's so bad. Somebody had a graphic. I just saw it, but it basically was that. Oh, here it
19
is.
19 total points.
That was the worst crazy. Combined field goal percentage in a playoff game in 21 years. 21.
Well, people want to go back to the 90s. There you go.
Catch that fever.
There's the 90s and early 2000s basketball.
And then
you
somehow, like middle of the third quarter, you're like, Jokic, are they going to win this game again?
Yes.
Like, are they going to go up three? They're going to score 8 points in the first quarter against a team that is an unbeatable wagon in the regular season. Are they going to go up 3-1? And then OKC woke up late and finally found a way to stave off. But that it was weird because the games on Friday and Sunday, combo-wise in terms of closeness, probably ended up being two of the better games. But dear God, the majority of that game on Sunday was terrible.
That's the weird thing about the Monday show is like you have two games.
OKC couldn't get a shot off in overtime on Friday. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Same.
They could not attempt a field goal Friday night.
Also, I get it. I do. And I think it's easy to not be a coach and say, oh, this is what I would have done if I was a coach. You kind of have to just recognize, like, Jalen Williams should have shot that shot, not SGA.
Yeah.
SGA was god-awful in that game.
He was terrible.
And he's smiling, oh, I'll be better. I mean, yeah, you were a little better. You weren't much better.
No.
He's, you know, his playoff.
Not great.
Not having a good playoff.
That's the funny thing about this series so far is the two MVP candidates are really not. Jokic had the monstrous game one.
Yeah, I think SGA, he's had three straight stinkers.
I think SGA had the big game in game two when they killed him. He was great. Other than that, he's been pretty bad too.
I feel really stupid even saying that because I think his stat line officially yesterday was 27-13.
It was 27-13, yes. 27
points. Yeah, I know. Joker, though, not as efficient as he had been in the
only
regular season.
Only three assists, though. Come
on. He can't shoot threes right now.
No, he is ice cold from the floor.
Is it a combo for you guys? Because I don't know how to describe
certainly
this.
You
is
can't.
It defense and tired?
I think the combination yesterday for both teams was making them play the late game on Friday and the early game on Sunday.
Well, Chet said that after the first quarter. It feels like a back-to-back for us.
At altitude.
What are we doing, NBA? Well thought out there, Adam Silver.
Yeah.
That's the better.
That's just letting TV run.
Yep.
Your schedule in the playoffs.
That's the big nooner, Ohio State, Penn State. That should be a 5 o'clock game. You're like, nope, we need a big nooner.
No, we need a 9 a.m. game on the West Coast.
ABC said they're taking that game, so.
Yeah,
sorry.
The Thunder might end up winning this series. It's 2-2. They're going back home. Like, we'll see how the rest of it goes.
I think this is a 7-gamer.
It seems like it's going to be, outside of the one blowout in game two, which we kind of saw coming but didn't correctly predict. They have to be terrified with the way their role players are playing. Like, SGA has not been perfect. A lot of expectations are put on him, but I think the biggest question about Oklahoma City in this series has been, what are you going to get from Jalen Williams and what are you going to get from Chet?
Statistically, not a lot.
And in game three, Jalen Williams had a great game on Friday night. He carried them offensively for the majority of that game, to your point about him not having the last shot. He followed that up with a 2-13. Yeah. Now, a lot of guys had bad games yesterday. Chet has done largely nothing. I don't know why Denver's not attacking him more with Jokic. That's such a size mismatch. I don't get it. They're like screening him off of Jokic at times when he's on the game, but this is essentially a tryout for those two guys to say, are you going to be around the MVP for years to come? And even if they end up winning this series, I don't know how I feel about their longevity in the playoffs because those guys have underwhelmed me so far.
There's also a bit of the SGA foul hunting thing that's not working like it did in the regular season.
Yeah, games are just called differently in the playoffs.
It's changed his entire game, though.
Yeah.
You know, like it when he doesn't get to the line like he does in the regular season, kind of like, hey, you gonna hit some shots here?
Or do something here?
I just think they're very weird. There's no doubt this playoff has. There's two things that I've learned from the playoffs of being an NBA fan watching this year. One, I may have LeBron James'd people too much. And what I mean by that is, I just thought Ann Edwards and SGA were two players I've looked at and I said, take the next step. You lost last year. Well, Brandon, it's not normal for 22-year-olds and 23 and 24-year-olds to do that so quickly. It's usually 28, 29 when they start winning the titles. So I just kind of assumed that would happen. And I put too many eggs in the regular season basket. It's been a fun playoff for the most part, but I've put way too many eggs in the regular season basket of like, I've watched this team a lot. That's a really good team. Playoffs are here. They're not as good.
It's a different animal this time of year.
I've always been aware of that, but the difference between what I think the regular season was and what we've seen in the playoff.
I think it's evolved now.
It's that gap's growing.
Yeah.
And I don't blame people who come in and go, eh, the regular season blows. If the regular season what the playoffs were, I'd watch more. I don't blame people for that opinion.
Yeah, it doesn't have to mean that it can't be entertaining or that you can't watch. I do think it's a lesson. And look, maybe we end up with an OKC NBA championship this year for all we know. They're not eliminated yet.
No,
they're
100%.
2-2 in the second round, so they might go on to win the title.
Minnesota but could get past Golden State.
Very
now.
Well could, right? Although, God, the backdoor cover from Golden State just... Was anybody watching the end of that game?
Yeah, I watched the whole game.
They hit a three. With 0.8 seconds left on the clock. Down by 8. The spread was 5.5.
I think the closing spread on that Nugget game was 6.
Yeah, I also bet OKC. And then they fouled Aaron Gordon shooting a 3-pointer. And then gave him another chance. And then they hit a 3 and lost at the end of regulation. So don't get me started on either of those. But I do think there's an aspect of, like, it's just, I think you used to be able to rely on the best teams in the NBA, identifying them in the regular season and clearly saying they got the most star power, they're going all the way.
Yeah.
And now just because it's not all load management or teams not kept, teams just kind of, they'll coast through periods of the regular season.
100%.
And I do think it's an eye-opener for a lot of teams. And I hope it's an eye-opener for the Blazers, who won a lot of these games this year, speaking of the importance of tonight, against teams who just didn't care, but were going to make it feel like we turned a corner because we beat the Nuggets without Jokic when they came to Portland.
I want to get to this NFL note. We'll dive back into the NBA playoffs, talk about the Wolves-Warriors series today. We'll get to the Celtics and Knicks. And Gunderson's going to join us at 7:30. And at the top of the hour, we'll get to the NBA draft lottery. NFL note next on The Fan. The history of the NBA draft lottery. I didn't need that in my ear. We just came back.
Yeah. Gonna explore the space a little bit.
It's like my wife sneaking up upstairs. Lock the door. We have 2 minutes. Great. Let's get out of here in 20 seconds.
You got 90 seconds to perform. Let's go.
I'll give you the history of the draft lottery, and we'll talk about the beloved Blazers who are hoping the ping pong balls bounce their way today.
Big ping pong ball day.
Side NFL question, because we don't have time to talk NBA playoffs here, so we'll have to kick that. Also, a fake Blazer trade that has the internet a-buzzing.
Which, anybody who says no to this, get out.
Well, literally get nobody out. Has, and I'm just surprised more people haven't been like, why would the other team do this trade?
Yeah. Somebody's going to overpay for one of our assets to that level, then go for it.
But we'll get to that, and Eric Gunderson will join us. So the NFL likes to kick off their season on a Thursday.
Yes, they do.
Because that's the staple of that league, is Thursday football. I mean, we're not accustomed to Sunday.
No.
Or Monday.
No.
Thursday.
Got to be a Thursday night.
And we talked about the YouTube-only game on the Friday of that week. Going to be Chargers. We don't know the opponent. Well, we know the week one Thursday opponent for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
We do.
They've got the Lions at home. They've got the Commanders, obviously, at home.
Oh, great
games. Drum roll, please. Cowboys.
Yeah.
Schottenheimer.
Brian Schottenheimer.
Not the one you know.
We also know, I believe now it's not official, but the rumors, the sources, the people online are claiming they know who the Chargers Friday opponent will be.
Oh, who is it?
That's going to be trickled out. They're trickling out some of these first ones here over the next couple
of days.
This is how they
Again,
Wednesday, 5 o'clock, yeah.
Release the damn schedule. It is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ah, the Chiefs going down to
Brazil.
They
are going to have a divisional game as an international game.
Well, to be fair to the Chargers.
Which should be illegal. You should be locked in prison.
So the Chargers had to okay that. And they were probably like, we might have more fans there.
Yeah,
than.
They're not going to have any Chargers fans at the LA game.
It's the point. It's the principle. Mm. A divisional game. Niners and Seahawks should not play in Mexico City.
Well, they're.
I don't
think
anything's sacred anymore.
Seattle's pretty red.
Outside of the Cowboys and Lions on Thanksgiving Day, I don't think anything is sacred
Even
anymore.
Even the NFL said, thanks, Chiefs, for wanting Christmas Day. We're not interested.
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to try and get a team to boost up one of their new networks, this is going to be a YouTube game. They're going to go. I mean, the Chiefs and the Swifties.
I understand
are the way
why
to
the business side wants
it.
That to do
okay,
that.
Okay, I get it. The Thursday kickoff game is not one of those. Like, you want the ratings, obviously, but it's not one that you go. Well, it's only viewable this way.
No, that's the first game of the season.
What are we doing?
Everybody's
800 million
up.
People are going to watch that game, no matter who. They could be playing the Beijing Bears or
but
something,
and 80
million people
would watch it. But they just played the Commanders in the NFC title game.
Yeah. I mean, does this go to your point, though? Is that the game you want right out of the gate?
Yes.
That's the first one
you want? Inject it into my veins.
You don't want to save that one up for later in the year?
No, save the second one for later.
The Eagles don't want that one right out of the chute, I'll tell you that.
Why? Come on.
I mean, you got the Super Bowl hangover, all that sort of stuff.
The Eagles want to. Okay, so your point is the Eagles want to kick off against the Cowboys.
They won that
and
game.
They
scored 50 on them in the NFC title game. I don't think they're that scared about it. Their home game. So the other alternative, not going to be the Giants. Commanders could have been it. Bears, Lions. The Lions just were in one of those play.
The Chiefs game.
So
yeah.
Broncos, Rams, or Raiders. That was your choice.
Rams could have been interesting.
Rams would have been fine.
Yeah, because they also
the Bears,
play the Eagles.
I would have
thought about the
hype.
Bears or the Broncos, too, throwing one of those young quarterbacks in one of those spots.
You have a young quarterback. He just played against him in the NFC title game.
I want that in Week 9. Give me that in Week 9. Week 9 and Week 15, late in the year. Stakes to the build.
Look, if the Cowboys are good, I'll tell you they're good. And I hate the Cowboys. But also, it shouldn't be the Cowboys.
No, it should not.
It's just ridiculous.
Should it be Jackson Dart game one?
Is there ever going to be a point in our life where that team's not shoved down my throat on every national game?
No.
So I'm 55.
That will never happen.
They still haven't won a Super Bowl.
That's right.
They still haven't been to a conference championship game, and we're still going to, with Jerry Jones having been dead for 25 years, you're going to be like, the Cowboys got to be on the TV.
Yeah,
and then on week three or four, you will get Giants-Cowboys on Monday night.
God. Oh, without a doubt.
Book it.
Yes. Or Sunday night, one of the two.
I almost want to put on my gravestone, take the Cowboys off TV. Put one of my favorite recipes on there. Yeah. I love my family. Take the Cowboys off TV. Go Niners. That's my gravestone. Mm. That's what it says.
I mean, the only silver lining here is you got a decent chance to watch Brian Schottenheimer get his face kicked in the first night of the season in his first game as head coach.
We have the opportunity to have the reverse because of what Swag said, the Super Bowl hangover.
That actually makes it better if the Cowboys win that game because their fans are so stupid that they're going to believe. The second they win a game this year, it'll be, this is the year.
I follow a decent amount of Dallas people because of the show. I don't think those fans are... I think these fans understand what it's been.
2 years ago, Joe Fisher legitimately wanted to fight us for calling his NFL team fraudulent.
Yeah, Joe Fisher thinks he can run a sub-5.27 40.
I'm just
not
saying
that's the guy I'd point to.
That's a Cowboy fan. They exist. They're out there.
All right.
They're delusional, and they're loving every minute of it.
Speaking of delusional, we kick off the second hour. Will the Blazers win the draft lottery?
Of course we will.
With the 10th best odds. I'll give you a draft history lesson. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.